KPBS On Demand is supported by San Diego Symphony. Vocalist Audra McDonald joins the San Diego Symphony Orchestra in an evening of Broadway favorites by Rodgers and Hammerstein, Stephen Sondheim, George Gershwin, and many others. June 30th at the Rady Shell at Jacobs Park. Tickets at theshell.org.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Tuesday, May 28th. Families of four Marines killed in a 2022 Osprey crash are taking the aircraft's manufacturers to court. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. San Diegans affected by the January flood still have time to apply for financial aid for household expenses. Friday is the last day to apply for a grant from the Realtors Relief Foundation. The grants limit the amount awarded to one payment equal to the amount of their monthly housing payment. The grant is capped at $2,900. According to local realtor associations, more than 100 applications are on schedule for approval, but they are hoping to double it before the deadline. For more information about the application process, visit www.psar.org/floodrelief. The Citizens Law Enforcement Review Board, also known as CLERB, is meeting this evening. Today, the board will randomly select and announce one member of the public and one alternate to represent each district for the interview panel of its new executive officer. CLERB is an 11-member board that investigates citizen complaints against sheriff's deputies and probation officers. The executive officer is responsible for managing and directing the department and also investigating in-custody deaths and serious injuries by law enforcement officers. The position became available after the last executive officer resigned in March. Today's meeting is from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the County Administration Center in downtown. For more information, including the Zoom link, visit the county's Citizens Law Enforcement Review Board meeting information site. There's going to be a warm-up in the weather this week. The National Weather Service says starting today, temperatures will slightly increase each day. In the inland areas, it'll be in the mid-70s. In the mountains, temperatures will be in the low 70s. In the deserts, temps will be in the low hundreds. And by the coast, it'll be in the mid-60s. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Maracal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to custom kitchen remodels and room additions, Maracal Design and Remodeling designs and builds your dream home. Learn more at trustyourhometous.com.
The families of four of the five Marines killed in a 2022 Osprey crash say the aircraft is defective and dangerous, and are taking its manufacturers to court. Military reporter Andrew Dyer spoke to one of the attorneys for the families.
We need to keep in mind that the root cause of this problem still hasn't been identified.
Ari Friedman represents four families of Camp Pendleton Marines who were killed when their Osprey crashed in Imperial County almost 2 years ago. According to a Marine Corps investigation, a so-called hard-clutch engagement caused the crash. While the Pentagon has found workarounds to minimize risk, Freeman says it's not good enough, and the families want answers.
They want this aircraft to be made safer so that these types of things don't happen, and future Marines and their families don't have to go through what they went through.
Manufacturers Bell, Boeing, and Rolls-Royce are named in the suit. Since March 2022, four Osprey crashes have killed 20 service members. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
The city of San Diego is expanding free swimming lessons in lower-income neighborhoods. Reporter Katie Heisen visited a class to learn why.
On a Thursday, students leave class at Rosa Parks Elementary to face their fears at the City Heights pool.
Before the lessons, I could only stand the water. If it was too deep, I'd just, like, sink.
Fourth grader Mateo Hernandez.
Hardest part is always, like, when the teacher eventually needs to let you go so you can learn these things by yourself. It's always like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm going to fall.
Now he can front float, back float, and pancake. Life-saving skills. Aquatic supervisor Cynthia Carranza says many children in this program have never been to the beach or even a pool.
Swimming lessons should not be perceived as something that's a privilege. It should be perceived as something that is a necessity.
According to the CDC, Only about a quarter of Latino adults have had swimming lessons, and drowning deaths significantly increased after COVID, maybe because pools closed. These lessons could be saving lives of children like Andrea Hernandez.
I feel like I'm good at swimming now, yeah.
She has advice for other kids new to swimming.
To try their best, to not be scared, and to not be nervous.
Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
Divers off the San Diego coast have recently been treated to a rare sight. Untold thousands of tuna crabs covering the ocean floor. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge spoke to divers and scientists and has this story.
Anna Sigarov is a diver and underwater photographer who, late last month, got in the water at La Jolla Shores Beach and headed toward a nearby ocean canyon. What she saw there was spectacular.
As we got closer to the canyon, we started to descend, and it was just a carpet of tuna crabs, just red as far as my dive lights could illuminate.
In her video, we see the red crabs, which look like small lobsters, wrestle and dart around. They get their name from being favorite prey for tuna, and she saw one devoured by a rockfish. Many divers reported similar scenes in the following weeks. Ed Parnell with Scripps Institution of Oceanography says warm water currents that come with El Nino have moved a lot of the subtropical creatures northward to San Diego.
Well, they came up from their center of their distribution off Baja California, accompanied with the warm water that happened back about 10 years ago, and they really haven't left in the deeper water.
Deeper water, he says, is where the tuna crabs are most likely bound as El Nino wanes. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
Keeping culture and storytelling alive. A Fallbrook Elementary School is honoring its history through books and a new reading center. North County reporter Tanya Thorne says students got a blessing from some special guests late last week.
It's almost the end of the school year, but for La Paloma Elementary School students, it's the start of something new. With songs, dances, gifts, and a blessing, local Native American tribal members celebrated the opening of a new reading center at the school's library. Reagan Pato, the school's librarian, wanted to create a space that would keep history alive.
There's a lot of history right here underneath this La Paloma, this ground. So I knew once I made those connections that it was going to be a powerful thing.
She discovered the school was built on an ancient burial ground and wanted to give a little piece back. A dark and plain corner got filled with colorful murals and books. And she hopes it's a space where students not only learn about Native American history, but all histories. Tanya Thorne, KPBS News.
For all their modern-day amenities, the primary function of airports is pretty much the same as it's always been. It's where you get on or off an airplane. But at San Diego International, there is something more lofty going on than just the movement of passengers. Reporter John Carroll tells us how they're making the time passengers spend in between coming and going more enjoyable.
The sounds of a modern airport, all too familiar to anyone who travels by airplane. But for the last couple of decades at San Diego International, there has been something more, art that you can see and hear. What you're hearing right now is the dancing and percussion of a group called Drumatics, spelled D-R-U-M-A-T-I-X. They're part of the airport's Performing Arts Residency Program. We caught them in the middle of their residency a couple of weeks ago. Noah Barankin is the group's artistic director and choreographer.
We performed five pieces that I created within the terminal over the last 8 weeks.
Barankin gets inspiration from the passengers themselves. We watched as she walked around the United Airlines boarding area asking travelers questions about their travel experience. Their answers then become the basis for a performance.
I use an app on my phone through which I sample sounds, and then I create a sequence out of them, and then I play them, so like a little DJ moment.
Experience.
Hey.
Adventure.
Experience.
Hey.
And then the dancers have to respond to that little DJ moment.
It's 100% improvised. And then they don't know the track that I'm going to sample or sequence. So when I do that for them, it's the first time that they've ever heard that track, and they have to then improvise with tap dance on top of something they've never heard before. So it's all 100% made in the moment.
Not everything is improvised. Some segments are previously rehearsed, but a lot of this is done on the fly.
Everything else is not planned, right? Where exactly we'll be in the terminal, how long we'll be in each spot. So all those things are dynamic and change within from week to week.
Over in the Sunset Cove food court, art of another sort. Singer, flautist, and composer Kavi Bresky and her trio are entertaining passengers, part of the airport's concert series. Daniel Dennert is the curator of the airport's arts program. He says both the concert series and the Artists in Residence program allow the airport to accomplish two goals.
And so we're being a resource not just to the passengers who are experiencing it, but also being a resource for our performing arts community who is able to further develop and grow. We want to uplift our local artists to a global platform, so we do that by allowing them to have audiences that they might not traditionally find in the places they perform.
That last point is not lost on Kavi Bresky.
A lot of people are like filtering in and out, but it seemed so far during the first set, most of the people seem to, they probably have like a longer layover or something. So it's kind of cool that I've had the same crowd just stationary there. People are usually like tired from traveling and stressed out, so like you wouldn't expect them to be in the mood to like really engage, but I'm pleasantly surprised to see that people are engaging and seem to be enjoying it.
Whether it's dancing percussionists, singers, and musicians, or the dozens of pieces of artwork found here on the walls and the ceiling, San Diego International is providing passengers with an elevating experience without leaving the ground. John Carroll, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. In tomorrow's podcast, our KPBS border reporter joins me to talk about Mexico's presidential election and a bilingual virtual discussion our newsroom is hosting with politics experts to talk about the historic event. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Tuesday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by San Diego Symphony, presenting showbiz icon Mark Shaiman for a night of songs and stories with the San Diego Symphony Orchestra, featuring music from Sleepless in Seattle, Hairspray, Beaches, Sister Act, Smash, and more. July 3rd at the Rady Shell at Jacobs Park. Tickets at theshell.org.